Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says February 1964 wasn't just a good month for the Beatles. On February 25th, 50 years ago, Eric Dolphy recorded his masterpiece Out to Lunch for Blue Note. Kevin says it still sounds improbably modern. He has this appreciation.
Eric Dolphy on alto sax with Bobby Hutcherson on vibes. 1964 was a great year for cutting-edge jazz records like Albert Eiler's Spiritual Unity, Coltrane's A Love Supreme, and Andrew Hill's Point of Departure. But none sounds as far ahead of its time as Eric Dolphy's quintet album, Out to Lunch. Half a century later, it still sounds crazy in a good way. The Organized Mayhem starts with Dolphy's tunes, often featuring wide, wide leaps in the melody and ratchet gear rhythms. He improvised with that same kind of angular energy and an excitable tone like a goosed goose. His composition, Straight Up and Down, was inspired by the careful walk of a drunk striving to stay upright. The heart of Out to Lunch is the quintet's singular vibes, bass, and drums rhythm trio. Its foundation was Miles Davis's 18-year-old drum wonder, Tony Williams. The year after recording it, Williams would propose to Miles's band that they play anti-music, the opposite of what anyone would expect. He's already testing that idea on Out to Lunch, rethinking the drum set's components. His hi-hat alone makes this one of his classics. Listen to Tony Williams provoke Dolphy's yawping bass clarinet, an instrument he had pretty much to himself as a soloist. The tune is Hat and Beer, a nod to Thelonious Monk. Tony Williams isn't the only one who avoids the obvious here. Bobby Hutcherson made Out to Lunch about the weirdest vibraphone showcase ever. More than anyone, he gives the album its futuristic quality. All vibists lean on the sustain pedal to let notes ring like doorbells. But here, Hutcherson also takes his foot off the pedal and strikes the metal bars hard for a rude, clanky sound akin to Monk's piano. Like Monk, he leaves in a lot of open space, refers back to the melody often, and uses oblique strategies to prod a soloist. Here he is with trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. The rhythm trio's equally resourceful bassist is sure-footed Richard Davis. His playing here is a compendium of modern bass strategies. He'll walk fast, sing with a bow, play counterpoint, toy with the melody, or stubbornly stand his ground. You can hear aspects of what Miles' quintet would soon get into, already coming in this band. It's Freddie Hubbard again. Multi-instrumentalist Eric Dolphy's creativity was exploding early in 1964, and he was finding more players who could keep up. He was looking forward to spending a year in Europe. But even before Out to Lunch came out, he was dead of diabetic complications at age 36. Out to Lunch was too odd to be an immediate trendsetter, but in time you could hear its influence in Anthony Braxton's or Roscoe Mitchell's zigzag solos and odd timbres, and David Murray's yawping bass clarinet and Jason Adashevitz's clanking vibes. You can also hear it in ambitious music by all sorts of modern composers who grapple with the same kinds of contradictions that Dolphy did. Out to Lunch is free and focused, dissonant and catchy, wide open and swinging all at the same time. 50 years on, there's plenty there to be inspired by.
Kevin Whitehead writes for part of Point of Departure, Downbeat, and E-Music, and is the author of Why Jazz. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.